You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that.
What a great Valentine's Day with music like this. I don't know what's better tonight. The commentary that we're giving in defiance of Congress, in response to Congress, or the music. It's just all working together in a perfect symbiotic relationship.
Yes, it is.
We got a busy segment here and a busy hour because we are going to transition away from our response to Congress, and we're going to talk about a couple of other things. We got Sean Bergen, veteran newsman, going to be talking with us about what's going on with Brian Williams and the overall dishonest nature of the establishment media. But first, we got one more clip we want to share with you, and it's when Paul Bebue was introduced by Eddie Miller to the political cesspool audience. Let's listen to it. I think we have our man on the phone right now.
All right, son.
Do you want to introduce him?
Okay. This is Sheriff Hone.
Yeah, hey, Eddie, this is Paul Bebue calling. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. We've been building you up, man. I tell you what, we've made you sound, well, actually, we have not lied. We've really, really built you up.
For an hour and a half.
Right on. Well,
hey,
thank you.
Well, there you go. He responds to Eddie as his friend, which you just don't do unless they are truly your friends, and they had developed a friendship. And again, at the time, we were going off what we had read and some of the things that we had observed with Paul Bebue with regard to border security. And we didn't know about, the homosexuality. We didn't know about the hypocrisy. But, you know, what he had done, there were some good things there. But he said, hey, Eddie, hey, my friend, you know, it's... Listen, they talked. He lied before Congress. He lied to the media. He lied about us. I can stand someone changing their mind. I can stand someone who disagrees with us. I can't stand a liar. Let's quickly go back.
And broke our heart.
Quickly to Todd in Memphis making his second call of the night. Our pleasure.
My pleasure. Two in a row. kind of like a world record. I can't say how much...
Let me ask you this, Todd, and I don't mean to interrupt you.
I'm thinking very belittled on all the thousands of people that are listening to y'all tonight. Believe me, they're in the same corner. They're listening to this, and they understand that, you know, when you go up against Congress, you're going against the grain, and Congress can be insane. Y'all have the whereabouts and the knowledge and the know-how and the down-to-earth, back to our fathers, back to our roots, our forefathers. We're right. You're right. You and Eddie, Keith, it always came back to the whole political cesspool. You're all right. And they're trying to demean the majority, and they're not going to do it in the long run.
Well, Todd, let me ask you. I appreciate that. You know, it's such an honor. You know, let me tell you something. I'd rather stand with people like you, people who I respect. I would rather have people. Let me put it this way. This is the way it should have been said. I would rather have people like you standing beside us than anybody in Washington, D.C.
Got that right.
I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I mean, this is not something like, you know, we didn't get invited to the club and it's sour grapes. I don't want to be a part of that club. I want to be a part of the club that we are a part of. I would rather have people like you. I would rather have the respect of men like you than to have some sort of an award presented to us by Congress. If we were getting awards by Congress and not denunciations, we wouldn't be worthy of your support, Todd, and yours is the support that I concern myself with. But let me ask you this as a listener.
Excellent point.
As a listener, you know, I came in tonight and I knew that this was a show that we really had to get right. You know, it was a, you know, the gravity of the situation deserved a response that was spot on. I want to ask your honest opinion and shoot me straight. As a listener, do you think we have done justice to our cause and our response to Congress tonight? Did we go over the top? Was it not quite enough? Your thoughts, Todd?
I think tonight is going to go down in history. And I feel privileged just to be on the phone with you. Baboon can do what he wants to do in the back room with Cohen. That's their own whatever, Janet Reno. They could all get together, you know, and do whatever they want to do together. The reality is that the American people believe in you. They believe in Eddie Miller. They believe in Keith. They believe in the political and the whole cesspool program. And trust me, James, we're not in the minority. Well, okay, maybe we are in one sense, but in the larger sense, we are the majority of this country, and. That's enough said.
Well, you said it all. I appreciate it. And that's the thing that we always try to reimpress upon our audiences, folks, is that we don't control the media. A group of the population that represents, I think, 2% of the American populace controls the media, our Jewish friends. We represent on this show the majority of red state, God-fearing European Americans.
You know what, James? The same people that are attacking us are the same people, their ancestors, fed Jesus Christ to Pontius Pilate. They're the same people that threw the Christians to the lions of the Colosseum. They're the same people that have persecuted the followers of Jesus Christ all these years.
They're still persecuting us.
Let me tell you about here's what Shirley MacLaine said.
Amen.
Shirley MacLaine actually said this week that maybe, this is Shirley MacLaine saying this, that maybe the Holocaust happened because it was karma, payback for all the evil that these Jews have done. I'm quoting Shirley MacLaine. The bombardier did not say that.
Well, Shirley MacLaine, you know, if Shirley MacLaine said it, it must be true. But listen, here's the thing.
She made a good point.
Well, here's the thing. I believe that we stand for what's right. I would rather have the support of the people that we cater to. And I truly believe that the majority of people in their holies of holies and in the private sanctuary of their homes truly believe in fundamentally in the things that we stand for. And certainly it's not for the discrimination against any people, but certainly not our own as well. We stand up for our people first and foremost, as any person should do. And if God had seen fit to have me born as a black man, I would do the exact same thing. I would stand up for my people first, but I would do it in the way that a Jesse Lee Peterson's doing. I wouldn't blame white people for my lot in life. I would
be a black Christian.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know. So, and if I was a Jewish person, I would try to be an honest one.
We're the ones that is holding the lab.
We got to take it, but we got to go to our guests.
Thank you.
We're going to thank you, Todd, for the call. We're going to get to Sean Bergen right after this. Stay tuned, everybody.
We have a special seminar for you on Friday, March 27th at the Get Prepared Expo. From 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. Spend the day with USA Prepare's senior instructors, Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller. There you'll learn about the three major game-over events and their likelihood, and most importantly, what to do about them. Events so powerful that they can end life as we know it. Yes, they're real, and our senior instructors will guide you to safety. This seminar is limited to the first 100 who purchase tickets on the website, GetPreparedExpo.com. Your tuition for this special seminar is $85. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. This is an in-depth, all-day seminar, and you're encouraged to take notes. Note-taking materials are provided. Food and beverages are available all day at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Drive-in with your wife tonight after the show, Eddie?
I get home. I might have to leave before the show goes.
What great music tonight as we're playing some of our favorite love songs. That was the one and only Carl Carlton with Everlasting Love there.
We needed that before our head would explode.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. You have to have that vent of a feel-good oldie in between the filth that we have to cover in any given segment on this particular radio program.
Because, you know, the engines of the B-17 are actually smoking. They were overloaded, and we dropped more napalm tonight than we've ever dropped.
Carl Carlton helps out. Yeah. All right, but we got to welcome now someone who we will hope will be our Valentine, Sean Bergen, the veteran newsman, our New York correspondent, Sean Bergen. What an asset he is to this program. I'm so thankful to know this guy, much less to be able to welcome him to the program on a regular basis now, as it has turned out. Sean, thank you for being flexible tonight and going all the way into our highest rated hour, the third hour, at least according to our rating system. The third hour is pretty high. Thank you for postponing your appearance tonight until the third hour, and thank you for being with us on Valentine's Day.
And I would like to welcome him, too, because this is the first time I've had the honor of being on with Sean.
How about that? Sean, welcome. Are you with us, Sean?
Hello?
Well, we have lost Sean. We have nothing but a dial tone there.
Maybe we can get him back.
Ominous.
This will be the first time. That is ominous.
Maybe they killed the wrong person tonight. Yeah. My back is to the window here at the radio station, so what's going on here?
This reminds me of the grassy knoll, man.
We'll get Sean back.
Yeah, I've never been on with Sean before. I've heard so much about him. I'm glad I've got to be on with Sean tonight. I hope I'm get to be on with Sean.
Well, I'm sure we will. All right, Nishan, welcome back.
Yes.
Well, it's great to have you tonight. We were saying we'd hope you'd be our Valentine, and we gave you nothing but gushing praise for about 2 minutes, and then we got a dial tone. But we'll just say welcome to the show, and how are you tonight, brother?
I'm doing great. And you guys?
Well, we're doing better than Brian Williams, I guess.
if you don't know. I mean, I just got word through some of my sources that he's actually riding shotgun right now with James Bond as they tear through the streets of Copenhagen trying to track down this guy who was behind a pair of terrorist attacks over there today. So I can't wait to hear his dispatch from Europe in the aftermath of this attack.
Well, we're transitioning now for everyone listening at home and on our affiliate stations on the AM dial to Brian Williams, who has been disgraced by what appears to be apparent lies about what he experienced in Iraq and New Orleans, respectively. Sean, why don't you fill us in on this? Basically, with regards to the Iraq story or that particular incident, he said that his helicopter was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade. And after people who were part of the crew of that helicopter said Brian Williams was absolutely not on that particular flight, he said, and I quote, he chalked it up to the fog of war or fog of memory, and that he was confused with which helicopter he was on. Now, out of Memphis, there are 6 flights a day to Atlanta. So you could probably take one of those 6 flights and after a few months be confused as to what time you actually left. But it seems as though you would remember if the airplane got hit by a rocket or not. I don't know. But tell us what's going on with Broadway of Sean.
Well, yeah, I mean, you would think that you would be able to remember that. But what we learned from Williams was actually that he misremembered that. I don't know. I've never used that word in my life. And to hear a network news anchor use a word that he'd never, ever used before or after as a newsman, I found really puzzling. I don't know what misremembered even means. Does that mean he forgot and then he made something up? I'm not sure. But this all began, as you said, with his ongoing yarn, as it was characterized on MSNBC, that his helicopter had been struck by an RPG and small arms fire. And immediately after he related that story about 10 years ago, one of the guys who was on the helicopter called into NBC News and said, that's patently false. I was on that helicopter. It was never struck. And, you know, you need to rein this guy in. Well, Brian Williams continued telling that story for another 12 years. And if, you know, he had told that story in a saloon someplace, I think he would have been okay as long as it was only heard by a few people. But the fact of the matter is he wasn't telling this in a ballroom. This was not a ballroom story. He's been telling these stories from the newsroom. And Mr. Williams can't really seem to make a distinction between the two. Now, his other big mistake, of course, was that he made these remarks on TV where they were taped. He, you know, was telling these stories on anywhere from David Letterman to, you know, interviews with college journalists and other, you know, public venues. So, you know, there's a record here. There's a track record of this. But he hadn't confined himself to just one lie. Because if it was just one lie, then, you know, I think the public and his own colleagues certainly would have forgiven him and he could have moved beyond that. But what we saw was a pattern of what amounts to pathological lying. Now, to have that quality in a network news anchor is really just astonishing. I mean, the man was a leader in his field, and that's, you know, that's what makes this so remarkable, was that he was lying about things that he had no reason to lie about, things that he could just as easily have told the truth about. You know what I mean?
Well, that's right. And as you mentioned, this wasn't the only occurrence. I believe he said that while he was covering Hurricane Katrina, the dead bodies started swimming toward his hotel room and attack team or something of that nature.
And
what he really said.
He was gangs that were running wild in the stairwell of his 5-star hotel, and that he had contracted dysentery when he swallowed a mouthful of contaminated flood water. And, you know, the stories just kept coming, and this thing took on a life of its own. I mean, there were even reports released today or yesterday where he said that he had flown into Baghdad embedded with SEAL Team 6. Now, the problem with these stories is that they're so easily verifiable. Anybody who's ever served in the military would know that a Tier 1 counterterrorist outfit like SEAL Team 6 or Delta Force, they don't bring journalists along for the ride. You know, they don't. Their stuff is so highly classified that most of us never learn about it. The idea that he would be embedded with these guys is just so, it's just so laughable. And so what has happened to the man is that he has, not only has he just completely deep-sixed his credibility, but after I saw what was happening to him on social media, especially on Facebook, he's been turned into a national laughingstock. I mean, he's just a walking punchline. He's going to turn into, I think, the Joe Biden of the news business, where people miss him, you know, with a chuckle and say, oh, that guy.
Well, you're right, Sean. And it would be one thing if he were, you know, some small town. Let's say he's from Kalamazoo or even from Memphis, and he was trying to make a name for himself locally so he could be put on the national stage. But we're talking about the anchor of NBC Nightly News, not in one, but in multiple circumstances, telling a lie so big it defies logic. I mean, it's not a small detail that he's embellishing upon, but just completely fabricating huge yarns. Well, I want to talk about the irony of this whole thing when Sean returns right after this commercial break. Believe me, folks, the plot will thicken right after this.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. You a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips.
There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
My family to the zoo for Valentine's Day. My wife was gracious enough to let us come in and broadcast tonight. But we went to the zoo and we went past the old Levitt Shell where Elvis performed. You know, everybody in Memphis has an Elvis story. I was born 3 years after Elvis died, but even I've got my own Elvis stories. And Elvis, the biggest thing to hit Memphis since the political cesspool.
I run by that shell about 4 to 5 days a week on my marathon training.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, back to Sean Bergen. So we're talking about Brian Williams, and apparently our impeccable producer has pulled a clip of Brian Williams covering Hillary Clinton lying about the same thing, coming under fire in one of her fantasies. Let's listen to this, and we're going to let Brian talk about the incestuous relationship between the mainstream media and the Democratic Party and how widespread dishonesty is within the establishment media itself. Let's play this clip very quickly.
The Clintons are back in the news tonight, the candidate for president and the former president, because just as the flap was dying down over the non-existent sniper fire on Senator Clinton's trip to Bosnia as first lady, her husband brought it up again and then was promptly rebuked by the candidate. Our report from NBC's Andrea Mitchell.
Just when Hillary Clinton thought she'd gotten past the criticism about her sniper attack yarn, her husband brought it up again in two appearances.
There was a lot of fulminating because Hillary, one time late at night when she was exhausted, misstated and immediately apologized for it, what happened to her in Bosnia in 1995. Y'all see all that? And you would have thought, you know, that she'd robbed a bank the way they all carried on about this.
And, oh, they acted like, you know, she was practically Mata Hari, you know, just making up all this stuff.
Except she didn't say it once. She said it three times.
They said there might be sniper fire because of sniper fire.
We were told to run to our cars.
Twice at 9 in the morning, not late at night. And she didn't acknowledge her error for 7 days.
From South Carolina on, he's engaged in a number of statements, a number of campaign errors that I think have hurt her significantly.
And as Hillary Clinton got into the rhythm of an aerobics class today, her aides cringed because Bill Clinton blamed her Bosnia mistake on age and fatigue.
Some of them, when they're 60, they'll forget something when they're tired at 11 o'clock at night, too.
The dangerous world.
Undercutting the argument that she's ready to pick up that ringing phone at 3 a.m.
Who do you want answering the phone?
After a talking to from his wife last night, the former president emerged from the woodshed today, duly admonished, but unchastened.
I regret that people like you care more about that than whether she served the troops. And I also regret that there appears to be a double standard about misstatements. But I said what I said. Hillary called me and said, you don't remember this. You were here. Let me handle it. I said, yes, ma'am.
This is not the first time in this campaign Bill Clinton has become the issue. Senator Clinton issued a statement saying she appreciates her husband standing up for her, but this was her mistake and she takes responsibility for it. Andrea Mitchell, NBC News, Washington.
Sean, take it from there, my friend. You've obviously had a career as a television news reporter. Make sense of that for us all as it applies to Brian Williams.
Well,
look, it, the one thing that the Clintons and Brian Williams have most in common is the fact that they all have a documented history now of being pathological liars. And it seems to me, you know, that, you know, these kind of wimpy Democrat liberal types, they're always telling these war stories, these fantastic war stories about how they were putting themselves in harm's way. I mean, it's just so twisted. Now, the other thing, of course, that they have in common is the fact that when Brian Williams was starting his own news magazine, he hired none other than Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, who had absolutely no qualifications to be on a network newscast at a salary of $600,000 a year. The other thing I was struck by is Andrea Mitchell's report.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's all about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, but there's nobody in that report talking about how insane all of this is. And if that were a Republican politician who did something like that, they would have been drummed out of the race. Now Hillary Clinton is the presumptive front runner in a presidential, as the Democrats' presidential candidate, and she hasn't even declared her candidacy. How is this woman still in politics?
Well, your guess is as good as mine, but I want to point out what part of this whole ordeal just drips with irony, and that is the fact, as we're talking with Sean Bergen, who, ladies and gentlemen, I truly feel, and I'm not just saying this because he appears on our show and he's a friend, I believe that this man is an American treasure because he's one of the few people who has been a part of the establishment media who tells the truth. This is a guy who was fired for telling the truth. And then you have people like Hillary Clinton and Brian Williams and a whole assortment of incestuous people in politics and in the media who get career advancement and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to lie to you on every occasion. Sean, let me ask you this. I know to go as far as Brian Williams has done is probably a bit of an anomaly, but how much is just rampant dishonesty part of the everyday ebb and flow of establishment media?
Well, this is what you need to know. When you get to the network news level and you're sitting in the anchor chair at a major network, all of these trips that you go on, whether it's to Iraq or, you know, Bosnia or Hurricane Katrina, you know, New Orleans, you go with an entourage, okay? It's not the anchorman and a cameraman. It's the anchorman and a couple of cameramen and a couple of producers and an editor and a lighting technician and a sound technician and somebody do hair and makeup. There's a lot of people at at NBC who were there for these events and knew all along that he's been telling one lie after another, after another, after another. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people within 30 Rock who have known about this guy for years because, you know, the original story that broke all of this was him in Iraq. There was a guy in a helicopter who called the network 10 years ago and said, hey, this is not true. This is patently false. So they're all in on it, all of them. And, you can see just this glaring double standard. You know, if you're a liberal and you're in the liberal news media and you're a big star like Brian Williams, you can pretty much do anything. I mean, he hasn't been fired. They're still talking about bringing him back 6 months from now. And
he's pretty much
probably going to see that. That'll probably happen.
That's right. He's making he's almost dictating the terms of his punishment, and he can help with the Hillary campaign when that comes up as well. Eddie?
I would like to chime in. Sean asked a minute ago, how does Hillary get by with it? Re-answering the question. But the way she gets by with it is because birds of a feather flock together. Hillary's a liar. Just about all the Congress is a liar. We've exposed Congress on this program or however being. All of them are compromised. We've had Inspector Rothstein.
We had Inspector Jim Rothstein, a former detective with the New York Police Department.
Senator John DeCampone. They're all a bunch of sexual perverts and liars. I mean,
I believe he said 40-70% based upon his investigative
research. They're dregs of society, and the lying is the least. That's the smallest sin they commit.
We got a call that we want to take while Sean is on the air.
They're all a bunch of liars and a bunch of perverts.
But, Richard from Memphis. Richard, you're on the air.
Hello, James.
Hello.
I just wanted to call for my support. I heard what was going on listening to your show. I'm originally from Arkansas, and I'm appalled by the Clintons. Appalled in every sense of the word. They're despicable.
It's a shame that a state as great as Arkansas has to be sullied by the Clintons. You're absolutely right, and we're proud to be very near Arkansas right here in Memphis.
Foster?
I'm originally 100 miles south of Memphis is where I was born and raised. I'm up here working in Memphis. I live in West Memphis. To be closer to my job, I work right near the river. Well, actually on the river, but I came from the Ozarks, mountain home. I was up there for 6 years, a little longer. And since I came back here, I've seen the speed of the degrading of society and all the things that are going on and the communists that are running loose in Memphis and all of the Delta. It's despicable what they've done, all the dirty seeds they're planting, all the liars that are being advanced. So as advanced, as evil advances in the world, so does that vermin on the left are being placed at the front of the line.
Well, yeah, I appreciate your call, Richard. Thank you. And I want to thank Sean Bergen tonight. You know, listen, you know, we should all salute and honor on this Valentine's Day night Sean Bergen for being one of the truth tellers in the media. He paid a price for telling the truth, but he has earned the eternal respect of everyone in this audience for whatever it's worth. Sean, we love you, brother. Happy Valentine's Day, and we look forward to the next time we talk to you.
And I want to
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
I love the calendar girl. Each and every day
not the year of fire.
February,
you're my little Valentine.
March,
I'm gonna march you down the aisle.
April,
you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love my little calendar girl.
Every day. Thank you for that. My God, how's this show already been on almost 3 hours? This is our last segment of the night.
We need three more hours.
This is just, what a fast show. This is a shining moment, I think, at the political cesspool. You know, to respond to Congress in this way. I want to say also, this is the, what is it, the 70th or 75th anniversary of the firebombing of Dresden. I mean, we can relate to that because we're getting firebombed by our own government. Well, that's the American way in combat, is to launch attacks against civilian populations and to firebomb man, woman, and child and unarmed. You know, it started with Sherman. I want to apologize to Germany tonight on behalf of the United States of America for what we did. A completely non-military and non-tactical city, Dresden. That happened tonight. We can relate to that. Now, they do it to their own citizens, Germans, so don't worry about that.
Let me say one more thing, too.
We got a busy segment. Go quick.
In less than a microsecond, 70,000 innocent civilians in Hiroshima were roasted with an atomic bomb, too. Just nothing but women's and children. That breaks my heart. I'm sorry.
Well, the Americans did it to their own people in the Civil War, as Sherman did it to women and child. I want to say very quickly, though, there are other people besides the political cesspool standing up for traditional American values tonight. Chief Justice in Alabama Roy Moore. I wish we had more time to give to this topic. We'll do it next week. But he has defied a federal ruling on so-called homosexual quote-unquote marriage, and he said that he will order the judges in Alabama to adhere to the Alabama state law. They will adhere to Alabama state constitution. Actually, the one federal judge that overruled the voting public, 81% of Alabamians voted to outlaw by constitutional referendum so-called homosexual marriage. The federal judge defied their ruling and their citizenry in the state of Alabama. Judge Roy Moore standing strong. I don't know if it's something in Alabama's cultural DNA or if it's the South's cultural DNA in general, whether it's something in our racial blood or in our Christian roots, but it's a uniquely Southern trait. We may lose, but by God, we'll be the last to lose. And I want to salute Roy Moore tonight. We'll talk about this more next week, for defying the federal ruling on a homosexual marriage, standing up for the Alabama state law, the will of the voting public of Alabama, and the Alabama state constitution. God bless you, Roy Moore.
Sam made a great point, James.
I don't know who our first caller is. I believe it may be Tyler in Kentucky. Tyler, go quick.
Yes, sir. Great to be talking to you two fine gentlemen. Hey, I just wanted to tell all your fine listeners that this might be a very interesting idea. I'm sure you two probably thought of it yourselves. You could contact.
Well, we hate when that happens.
That's right.
Another assassination tonight live on the floor.
Hey, Sam made a great point.
I'm hanging tight.
They defied his ruling. He didn't defy their ruling.
That's right. That's absolutely right. They
Judge Roy
the
Moore was
of
constitutional.
The voting public of Alabama. They defied Alabama state law. It's a tale as old as time. Is it states' rights or federal tyranny? Which will we adhere to? Roy Moore standing for states' rights. Let's go to James in Tennessee. What a hell of a name from a hell of a state. James in Tennessee.
Let's get that right.
James, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Great to have you. It's like talking to myself.
I know that's right, man. Isn't that a good name?
Thank you. Yes, you do. What can we do for you?
I got influenced from you from a friend. Lives a couple of houses down from me, about four or five years ago. And I was remembering a saying, I look like Phil Robertson, and I went to one of his deals down here in Millington, they had people asked him if he would run for president, and he said, only way I would run for president, I'd get rid of all the suit and ties, and we'd be running the place like our founding fathers. And pretty religious guy, and he tells it like it is. But this Cohen deal, you know, I come from a military background. My father was a military, and he did the Korean War, and I did the Vietnam War. But when it was all over with, he said it was like a slap in his face, you know, about how the government does their people that fight for this country.
Well, listen, you're exactly right, James, and I want to salute your neighbor. You have damn fine neighbors if they turned you on to us. And I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Listen, Phil Robertson is exactly the kind of guy that we are. And, you know, we'd be better off with people like that in charge. Unfortunately, we have nothing but prostitutes and sociopaths for the, you know, I say that is certainly the rule rather than the exception. Representing us, so-called representing us in Congress, certainly not representing Eddie at all. But listen, you know, we stand with people like that. Those are our people, and you are our people. And thank you for calling in. I want to go quickly back to Tyler in Kentucky, who got disconnected before we make a final point for tonight's broadcast. How did 3 hours go by this fast? I'll never know. Tyler, you're back with us.
Yes, James, two things. Thank you for taking my call again. Contact Congressman Jeffries about your pre-conversation with Sheriff Babeau, how you guys were real friendly with him beforehand, and then he later disavowed any connection to you or disavowed any sort of prior conversation like Eddie was alluding to that you had long before you guys had him on the air. It'd be interesting to see what Sheriff Babeau would say if he were called into question regarding what you all talked about how you're friendly with him beforhand and then he later denied that.
You know,
did you think about maybe approaching one of them and saying, hey,
think
here's the proof, guys?
If Sheriff Paul Babeau were a heterosexual, I think they would have roasted him a little bit harder. But because he was
right.
A homosexual and because they're a new protected minority, I believe that they gave him the easy way out and they took him at his word, which was obviously a lie. It is a lie. Listen, I you know, you can call me whatever you want. You can call me all of these despicable names like the ADLS, PLC do. Don't call me a liar, though. You know, I'm not of the things that they call me, but I'm certainly not a liar. And Paul Babeau is having a discrepancy with the facts. And, you know, we'll just see where it goes. If it goes anywhere, it looks like he's off the hook. He put out a fundraising letter this week inviting people to donate to his campaign for sheriff because the Congress attacked his character because he appeared on our show. No, he attacks our character by making us lie. Listen, I'll stand up to a sheriff. I'll stand up to Congress. I'll stand up to anybody if it's between us and the truth. But thank you for your call, Tyler.
James, can I mention one more thing real quick, please, too?
Yes, go.
I want to do a shameless plug, if I could, for Mr. Matthew Heimbach. Fine gentleman. I know you know him. We're doing
yes.
a protest. This is a very honorable plug we're doing here. A protest against Mr. Timothy Jacob Wise, who I think you all know well.
Yes.
Country.
A worthy protest indeed.
March 11th in Bloomington, Indiana, if you can still hear me.
March 11th in Bloomington, Indiana. How
yeah,
will people
yeah.
get in contact with you?
University of Indiana, we're protesting against Tim Wise. And look, for all your listeners in Memphis, James, this chosen son of Israel, Timothy Jacob Wise, who defames white Americans, put them through ritual guilt, shame, and apology, he will be speaking also not too far from Memphis. He'll be in Fayetteville, Arkansas, April 17th and 18th. And I know some of
Tyler,
the mutual
Tyler, we have
in Arkansas will be protesting.
We have only a minute left, and I got to get one final point in, but please email to me all of that information. We'll put it up on our website.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Sounds great, James.
Here's
Thank
the thing
you.
On Valentine's Day. I had to mention this. I wanted to spend an entire segment on this. We only have seconds remaining. The biblical roles of husband and wife. I'm going to pare this down from the God's holy scripture. This is what we should all take home tonight with regards to Valentine's Day. Here is a husband's role in marriage, to lead his wife, to love his wife, to protect his wife, to provide for his wife, to honor his wife. That comes from the Holy Scriptures. Here is the wife's role in marriage on Valentine's Day, to lovingly submit to her husband, to give her husband physical intimacy, to give her husband genuine respect, to give her husband financial responsibility, and to provide for her husband a happy haven. That comes from the Word of God. Those are the husband and wifely duties of a marriage. You can find more information about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7. and Ephesians chapter 5. And that I wanted to spend an entire segment cultivating that. But on Valentine's Day tonight, with all the love songs and all the fun we've had tonight, we want to round out tonight with reminding people there are biblical and godly roles for both husband and wives, and we draw from that from the Holy Scriptures. And you can do the research yourselves. I wanted to spend a whole time segment tonight just on that. But it was a busy show, was it not, Eddie? We only have seconds remaining.
Very busy, very busy. That's really important.
We'll do it next week. It will still work next week. I want to thank Eddie for everything he brought to the show tonight. Sam Bushman says he's going to try to reach out to Paul Babiu and get him to answer these questions, but we're out of time. Folks, if you support our show, support our work financially, we have to
pray for us, please. God, we need it.
Pray for us, too. We got to go. Love you, everybody. Good night. Happy Valentine's Day.